In the space car, we didn't have it either because that was the last version of that car they made before they got hip to Bluetooth. And none other than our friend Lin Pham gave me this little dongle that plugs into the glove compartment, which granted is an input for the stereo on that car. So if you don't have that, maybe it doesn't work. But basically, we have Bluetooth in space car now. Thanks
I
to
see,
Lin.
Because it's like you just plugged in the mini jack, and I have a little mini jack. Yes. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I could do that.
Yeah, well, actually, yeah. And, oh God, Luke, stop.
We keep digging.
What you're doing, because you're about to ruin the image and the style of this podcast. The thing of it is that I think ours, on the particular kind of car we have, it's something that's a little bit more robust than just a line in. It's more like a it's an input that is like sort of a stereo input in some way, where it's this particular shape. Like imagine like a USB, but something more complex.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, that weird digital input thing. Okay. All right. Gotcha.
But I think they make them. But listen, they also make them that just work with a mini in.
Right.
And you can buy them online. And what they are is they're just a Bluetooth receptor, and then it just plugs in. I think the only downside with that is it probably needs a battery. But since I got this thing working in space car, it is amazing and great, and it totally works. I can listen to stuff on the Bluetooth. It makes me very happy. The only reason I was saying that was because if you desire to have that in the Scion, I bet you that there is a Life Hack It Buddy that you could do to have it in the Scion if you cared about it that much.